Hi, my name is Eva Fernandez. Wanted to welcome you to my new podcast, Career Hacks, Tips, Tricks, and Triumphs. This is a podcast for my company, Compassionate Consulting. I'm super excited that you're here. I hope you enjoy the podcast. I hope you get something from it, and I hope you pass it along to somebody else who might need some career advice. Lastly, just wanted to mention, I do record the podcast inside and outside the studio. So sometimes it might sound noisy and you'll hear the hustle and bustle of the city, and sometimes it might be really, really super quiet. But it's the way I like to record podcasts, because I like to record them when I am ready to share some information for you. So that doesn't always necessarily occur in the office or in the studio. So I hope you enjoy the show and stay tuned. This podcast is sponsored by
Venus Springs, Advocacy for Community Enrichment, LLC. We are a private practice that offers counseling and life coaching services for adults, teens, and kids. We also provide group counseling workshops and classes. To learn more about us, visit us at venusSprings.org.
Hello and welcome to Career Hacks, Tips, Tricks, and Triumphs. Welcome to episode number 6, Entrepreneurship on the Cheap. Okay, so today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about being an entrepreneur on the cheap. So most of you out there who are even considering being an entrepreneur know that it's expensive. And obviously, you have to spend money to make money, right? I get that. I totally get that. I totally understand it. But I see it a little bit differently than I did before. And I really wanted to make it my goal when I started my business to really have a good, thorough understanding of my absolutes, meaning the things I absolutely have to pay for. There's no two ways about it. And the things I could get for free or for cheap that still had the same quality and the same value. So I really, really tried to kind of see it that way. And I really gave myself some grace period, because starting a business is hard. Selling yourself is hard. Really having your elevator pitch is hard. All of those things are hard. So it takes time to get there. And there are things that I've learned along the way in my short time of being an entrepreneur, which is less than 2 years, but I do have some tips for you, and I hope that they help you. And I hope if you are interested in, you know, becoming an entrepreneur or starting a side hustle, or maybe one day starting your own business, that these tips can be helpful to you. So I wanted to go through them really quick and see if this is something that might be useful to you. So number one, I encourage you to be a sponge. Hopefully you do that already, but if you're not, please do. Find all the information that you can in your field, in your area of expertise, in the area of which you're starting your business in. There's plenty of books out there that you can get your hands on, and you don't have to pay for them. You can sit at the bookstore for a couple of hours and skim through them. You can go to the library and check them out. Maybe you can go to Half Price Books and get some of those books discounted. But there's ways that you can save money. There are even podcasts out there that highlight books, and they do book reviews. There are book review clubs that you can go to where people talk about the benefits and the takeaways from each book. So there's ways that you can get this vital information for free or very low cost. Another way is listening to podcasts. There's so many leadership and development and business and entrepreneur podcasts out there. It's amazing. I just discovered one about 2 weeks ago, which I absolutely love, and it's called Mentor Box. it is really, really insightful, and they give you lots of tools and lots of, honestly, lots of takeaways. And, you know, although they offer like a monthly subscription to all of these other things that they offer, I don't do those. I just listen to the free podcast. And they have free podcasts, or they have each episode of the podcast every Wednesday. And the one that they have this week is just adorable. It is a little boy named Julian Alfaro and his father. And he's a 9-year-old entrepreneur. So it's super cool, super adorable. But every week they have different people on there, and they talk about their journey, and they talk about how their business grew and how they developed themselves. So that's really, really insightful, and that's going to be really helpful. So get everything you can out in the field. Find it, put your hands on it, absorb it, because that's going to be your life. That's the creation that you're creating in your business. So you want to become that expert. You want to become that expert in that field. Another tip I have for you is, if you haven't already done this, please make a presence online. We live in a world right now where if you don't have social media, you don't exist. It's not the way it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. It's very different now. Not everybody even visits websites anymore. If you have an Instagram and you have a Facebook and you have a Twitter or a Pinterest, that's what people are looking for. So you want to make sure you have it and you have it up to date. You also want to make sure that you have your LinkedIn page. You can even do a LinkedIn company page. All of those things are things you can do for free. And as far as in your community, there are tons and tons of free or very cheap networking events that you can go to, that you can go out and meet people in the field. You can go out and network and have your business cards on you and pass them around. Other things that you can do that are free are like getting more creative with your business and your brand, right? Maybe consider starting a blog, make a podcast, a YouTube channel. Just get it all down. Get that elevator pitch down. Know your business 100% inside out, right? You're the creator of this business, so you have to be able to explain that business within 30 to 60 seconds when you have that elevator pitch. You can find all of these events and things like that, like on Meetup, on Facebook events, and on like Eventbrite. But I will caution you, I did have a client who decided she wanted to start a business. Originally, I was just doing regular coaching with her, career coaching with her, because she wanted to go into a different field. And then later she changed her mind and wanted to go into entrepreneurship. And she had this great idea, and we talked about down the line that she can do some networking, getting yourself out there. Well, she's so independent and so such a fierce personality. You know, I just loved her. And she told me one session that she just decided after our session to go to a networking event. No business cards, didn't have her elevator pitch down, and she was mortified. She went to a networking event where you had to pass the mic. She got the mic and froze. She couldn't explain herself because people kept asking her questions, and people were saying, "Do you have business cards? Can you talk louder? I didn't hear it." And she just got frazzled, and it was just difficult for her. So we talked about that experience, and I told her it's really, really important to say it, write it, recite it, get that elevator pitch down. Make sure you have it, because 30 seconds is maybe all you're going to get. So if you're not ready, don't go yet. Give yourself time. Give yourself time until you're completely ready, so that way you're prepared. Another tip I have is, if you are starting a business, you don't necessarily have to go out and lease a space. So sometimes people go and they use the money that they've been saving up, right, from their full-time job or savings account or whatever, to use for their new office. And they sign up for a 3 or 5 year lease. But what they not really understanding is, it takes time to make that money, and it's expensive too to sign that lease. And the advantage is right now we're living in a time where there's a lot of creativity out there, and they've developed these co-working spaces. So if you're not familiar with co-working spaces, it's basically it looks like an office. It has a bunch of different offices, and it has a bunch of open space where people can go in and work together. So a lot of entrepreneurs go there, and they're able to either sit in the space or maybe have an office, and they pay a monthly amount, but they're able to use the Wi-Fi, they're able to meet clients, they're able to network with one another. So it's really usually a really good community. The only thing is that every co-working space, like any job that you go to, has its own culture and has its own monthly payment, right? It has its own amount that they charge. So what I advise you to do is really look at all the different co-working spaces before you go and make a decision, and use those free day trial passes. Go to those, spend a day, spend an hour at one of those places, and make sure that you feel comfortable there. I know there are some places that are really, really crowded, and you just don't feel like you have a whole lot of space to spread your things out and work. And there's some places that it's super cool and super chill and relaxing, and people can't work there. You got to find the place that's right for you. Now, the advantage is that now there are even co-working spaces that are nonprofits. And I was lucky enough to find one of those places, which is really, really unique. Not only is the amount of money that you're spending super duper cheap in comparison to what you'd be spending at a co-working place, but the money just goes back into the business. And so for me, somebody who has a nonprofit background, I absolutely love it. And I don't want to tell you too much about this place, because I'm going to have the founder on from a San Antonio co-working nonprofit on in a future podcast episode. So I'm super excited that she'll be on. So I just encourage you, shop around, find the right place for you. The other thing that I want to remind you is that if you spend too much time networking, you need to make sure you have enough time to meet your clients. So you want to have a balance. And one thing that I did is, when I first started, I did so much networking. I was like, oh my gosh, when am I going to have time to do my real work, right? My work with a client. So make sure, you know, schedule it, plan it out, and then also set your boundaries when you go to a co-working space, because people at co-working spaces tend to be very friendly, very open, very kind, but also very talkative, because a lot of it is like, kind of comparing stories, right? When they first started the business, how they got in the field, da 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 da. But sometimes you're in a hurry, and sometimes you've got clients coming in, so you need to set your boundaries, because sometimes you're going to meet those people that just want to chat and not necessarily work as much. So if you want to set time to talk and chat, but you also want to set aside time that is just for you and dedicated to you, because you want to be mindful of your time and of the money that you're spending. Now, another thing that I want to recommend, if you're kind of having difficulty finding clients, look on ProFinder. LinkedIn Profinder. Before, I used to go on Thumbtack, and Thumbtack was kind of like a referral service. People could go and say, I need help with a resume, or I need a career coach or something. And in order for me to contact them, I would have to spend a certain amount of money to contact them. So maybe let's say it was $25 or $30 to contact this person who needed help as a career coach, with a career coach. The only problem with that is that I would spend the money and maybe sometimes I wouldn't hear back from them, or sometimes they canceled the request, or for whatever reason, either way, the money was spent. And it was no guarantee that I was going to get the business from them. So that was kind of costly for me. I did meet some really wonderful clients from it, but it was something that I will remind you that it can be quite expensive. So Thumbtack sets the prices for these things, so you just really want to be very careful. Otherwise, your money is going to be spent super, super, super quick. So if you decided you wanted to go on LinkedIn Profinder, that's huge. That's actually a better choice, at least in my view. It's more economical because it's a flat fee of $59, number one. Number two, they give you an opportunity to try it out for free. So you're able to get, I want to say, I think it's 10 proposals for free. So, which means you can respond to 10 people for free. And then after that, they charge you the monthly fee of $59. But that's $59 to respond to 100, however many proposals come your way. So there's a huge advantage, and you're definitely saving money. And you're definitely going to make the money right back. However, I will tell you, before you go out and try to do LinkedIn Profinder, make sure your LinkedIn is up to speed. LinkedIn will go through your profile. They'll make sure you do have the experience. They'll make sure you have recommendations. They'll make sure you have endorsements and you've done postings. The advantage of that is the people that you get on LinkedIn are, I would say, probably more legit than some of the other sites. So it has been just an absolute godsend to me, and my revenue has increased drastically once I found Profinder, and I use it all the time, and it's just been a huge, huge, it's made a huge impact on me. So I definitely appreciate it. I teach classes on Profinder and things like that. So if somebody needs something more one-on-one, that's something I can definitely walk you through. It's a little bit of a process, but it's absolutely something that you should consider and looking into. The other last two things that I wanted to recommend to you that would help you are Canva and Calendly. So Canva's for flyers and promotional things like that. It's a free site. Almost everything's free. There are a couple of pictures that you can, or graphics that maybe you want, and it might charge you like a dollar or two, but it's really minimal, and the results are usually so beautiful and so colorful and so clear. I love them, love them, love them. And I use it all the time. So if you look at any of the things that I've done, any of the postings, I always use Calendly. And then, I'm sorry, I always use Canva. And then Calendly is something that my friend Sarah told me about. Sarah actually will be a guest on a future podcast. She has her own marketing company, but she recommended Calendly. And so basically what Calendly does is Calendly is a free appointment setting link. So the cool thing about that is it works very, very well in conjunction with my Profinder. Because the way LinkedIn has it set up is you can offer a free 15-minute consult for people. So everybody takes advantage of that. So I give away free 15-minute calls. But during that call, that's when the person decides if they want to do business with me or not. And then that's very helpful. So the way they get in touch with me is they send me an email and say, I want to hear about your services. I send them a Calendly link. It goes straight to my calendar and it's divided in 15-minute increments. They find the time that works best for them. And then the advantage of that is that goes straight to my Gmail calendar, goes straight to my phone. I have their telephone number, I have their name, and I have their email address. And I also have it set up on Calendly where they can check off what services they're most interested in. Okay, so those are the ideas that I have for you this week to help you on the entrepreneurial journey, if that's something that you're a part of. As always, if there's anything I can do for you, please let me know. If you are interested in being a guest on our show, please let me know. Or if you're interested in even being a sponsor for this show, please let me know. Thank you again for listening. Thank you so much for sharing with other people who want to talk about careers and want to listen to ideas about careers. I greatly appreciate it. I love the word of mouth. I love the sharing. It's awesome. So I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.